Zephaniah chapter 3. Woe to her who is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She did not obey the voice, she did not receive correction. She did not trust in the Lord, Jehovah, she did not draw near to her God. Her princes within her are roaring lions, her judges are evening wolves. They do not gnaw the bones until the morning. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary, they have done violence to the law. The just Lord, Jehovah, is in the midst of it, he will not commit sin. Every morning he brings his judgment to light, he does not fail, but the unjust know no shame. I have cut off the nations. Their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste, that no one passes by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, that there is no one living in them. I said, surely you will fear me, you will receive instruction, so their homes should not be cut off, however I punish them, but they rose early, and corrupted everything they did. Therefore wait upon me, says the Lord, Jehovah, until the day that I rise up to the prey. Because my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. Because all the earth will be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Because then I will turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord, Jehovah, to serve him with one consent. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia my worshippers, even the daughter of my dispersed, will bring my offering. In that day you will not be ashamed because of everything you have done, in which you have sinned against me. Because then I will take away out of the midst of you those who rejoice in your pride, and you will no more be arrogant because of my holy mountain. I will also leave in the midst of you an afflicted and poor people, and they will trust in the name of the Lord, Jehovah. The remnant of Israel will not commit sin, nor speak lies, neither will a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, because they will feed and lie down, and no one will make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O Israel! Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem! The Lord, Jehovah, has taken away your judgments, he has cast out your enemy, the King of Israel, even the Lord, Jehovah, is in the midst of you, you will not see evil anymore. In that day it will be said to Jerusalem, do not fear. And to Zion, do not let your hands be slack. The Lord, Jehovah, your God in your midst is mighty, he will save, he will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love, he will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather those who are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are yours, to whom its reproach was a burden. Look, at that time I will undo all who afflict you. And I will save her who is lame, and gather her who is driven out. And I will bring them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, because I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes. Says the Lord, Jehovah.